In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From the Gospel of today, then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he will do. Today is the fifth week in the Coptic month, which is Tut. And usually we have only 4 weeks per the month, because we have 30 days in the Coptic months, and usually we have only 4 Sundays. But especially some of the months come with 5 Sundays. And our father in our church agreed that the fifth Sunday we will read the miracle of Jesus Christ when he filled all the multitude by the 5 bread and 2 fishes. Why? Why our father prepare and arrange to read, especially this miracle in the fifth Sunday? Because usually it's related to the blessings that we consider that the fifth week in the month in something like a blessing coming from God to us. That's why we thank him, and also we read this miracle to know how is the blessings and how many the blessings come from Jesus Christ. And this is only the reason of why we have then. For example, after 2 or 3 months, if we have another month, we have five weeks, five Sundays, then the fifth one, also we will read the same miracle, the same gospel. And this miracle, or this gospel also, is matching now with the Synaxarion about the miracle of St. Athanasius. It's usually coming like this. Why? What happened exactly with M. Athanasius? When after the king Constantine dead, his son Constantius, he liked more close to the heresy of Arius. And Arius said that the son is not equal to the father. The son is not equal to the father. And it is separate, it's different. It's lower than him in the level. And we can say that the majority of the world follow Arius. And also the king Constantius know very well that St. Athanasius is defend and against these thoughts. Then he sent another patriarch to him to be the patriarch of Alexandria and instead of M. Athanasius. And they persecute all the people, the Egyptian people in Egypt. And after a while, M. Athanasius hid himself, for example, for 6 years. After 6 years, he went to the king in Antakya. He traveled to Antakya and he said to the king, "Now we have to choose between 2 choices. Only to kill me and I will be a martyr. Or give me the permission to go back again to Alexandria and to be the patriarch of Alexandria." Not Gawargios, the other patriarch. The king did things very strange. You can imagine what he did. He put M. Athanasius in a small boat and he told him, "Okay, go on, without pilot, without food, without water, without anything." He thought that he will die by hunger, by thirsty, by anything, or drown the boat, whatever. But what happened exactly that all the angels surround St. Athanasius, and after 3 days, the boat sailed smoothly in the sea, and reach Alexandria and from Antakya. Antakya, it's Turkey. Then 3 days from Antakya to Alexandria, smoothly. And he reached Alexandria after 3 days, without anything. Who can imagine? And when the people, the Egyptian people and the Christians, knew about that Ambassador Athanasius reached Alexandria, they came to him with candles, with everything, and with hymns. And they took out the Georgios, this man who he replaced Ambassador Athanasius, and put Ambassador Athanasius instead of him. And why we have the Synaxarion also, it is coming on the 30th of Tut, and also the fifth week in Tut, that's the fifth Sunday. Both are matching together. Is what? If we read the Gospel mentioned about the multitude follow our Lord Jesus Christ. Who follow our Lord Jesus Christ, he never think about anything. I have to put everything on him. I have to put my problem on him. And I was surprised. When I go, for example, to someone, for example, to visit anyone, and someone tells me, I'm very afraid, I'm very, very scared, I don't know what I'm doing in the future. And why? He prepared everything. I know very well that my human being is very weak. For example, anyone come now from outside and will tell us a very bad news. What will happen? Because we are very weak, we have a lot of emotions, and we will go to, we'll be, I don't know what we have, what happened, and we will ask ourselves, we can live with this, all these problems? No. And we will change, and we will go to very bad mode. What happened? We haven't any relation with God, and we trust God. The problem that any bad news or any problems or any temptation make me down. If something happened for me, for sure I will. I have emotions. I'm a human. But after a while, I have to change myself and to go up, because I have. It's another level. I will go in another level in my life. My life, my spiritual life, is the relationship with God. That's why I have the confidence as a child, that my father, and again, only the prayer which Jesus Christ teach me, only one prayer in the Gospel. And in the beginning, it's our Father. He didn't tell us our King or our Lord or our master. No, our Father. Then I have believed in this, and I have to trust him, and I have the confidence that he's my Father. Exactly what happened, I read before a story that in a big building, like the second, I think, maybe level, something like a fire happened in apartment. And the family is like the father and the mother, the parents, and like two or three child. And they go down direct. And after a while, they discover that the child, one of them, the child, went upstairs again because he have a toy. And he needs this toy. And the boys suddenly find himself surrounded from the fire. And when he go outside to the balcony, he found himself alone, and he tried to ask to call his father, my father, my father. And the father look up to him, okay, go down, I will jump. My father, I didn't see you, how I can jump? And the father answer, no, I see you very well, jump and trust me. And the child jumped. He only trusts his father. He knows very well his father will take his hand. He's taking care of him. If I need to trust God, I need to be a child, exactly as him. And if I'm going, for example, if I'm go to the Bible and I read all the Bible and I will see how God deal with all the people in the Bible, I would be surprised. I have to give me the confidence that I don't want to think a lot. I have to trust God only. And now we study the Exodus in the Bible study on Friday. And one of the interesting things is when Moses was born. You can imagine if we read the story like slowly and we read between the lines, what happened? They have to kill the baby. And the mother trust God and had the confidence that if she will do anything, God will save his baby, her baby. And what happened? She put it in a small box and put it in the water. And she didn't follow him. Why? She had the confidence. And she trusts God, he will do. He will take care of her son. Only his sister, she didn't have the same faith. And she followed the baby. And why on the same time? You can imagine. It's not by luck. If someone like tell me, coming to me, for example, if I have, you know what? It's a luck or bad luck or good luck. No, it's not a luck. The daughter of Pharaoh came to take a shower inside the water. At the same time, she saw the box. Who can imagine at the same time? And who can imagine that this woman, she couldn't give birth. She had no child. And she adopted this child. Why? Her father ordered before that all the kids should be killed. Then why she adopted this child? God changed her feelings. And why especially Moses learned everything from the Pharaoh? It's a big civilization. And who can imagine that God prepared Moses to lead 2 million people in the wilderness? How can, if I have 10 kids, if I go now to any servant and give him like around 10 kids, I'll tell him, can you go, for example, from here to anywhere? We will go a trip. And I will give him more 10 kids. He will give me what he will say to me, like, what I can do? I'm alone. How I can lead all these kids? You can imagine only one man lead 2 million people. Then he learned it before in Egypt. Everything, how to be a leadership, in the leadership of this one, how to be leader. Then God prepared him also to learn everything in Egypt. If I'm going to go through all these stories in the Bible, it's not a story. It's only to teach me I have put everything on God. I don't want that I try to prepare myself, I know. I have to do the plan, yes. But by blessing from God, I have to give everything to him. I tell him, okay, I will do this one. But if you need to go by this way, in this way, I'm accept. If not, close the door. Or I'm waiting, for example, a good news. Or I'm waiting a job. Omar, I'm waiting, I don't want to say anything. And Now I think that the disease of this day is the anxiety. Always, all the people, what I can do in the future, what I can do with my sons, what I can do with my husband, I have what I can do in my job, how I can do whatever. Don't worry. Don't worry. If we look to all the animals, the birds, they know very well that they have God, they will give them the food. Why I have to think about if I am the son of God? Then the lesson of this day is if I am follow Jesus Christ, and following Jesus Christ is build a good relationship with him, and when I build a relationship with him, then equal, or it's exactly equal, I trust him, I believe in him, I have the confidence that he will give me everything. That's why if God give me everything, then I have to thank him. That's why also these days we have tomorrow the Thanksgiving. And we have to think about the, not the Thanksgiving about, and I have to eat the dent, and I have to do whatever, the turkey, and I have to come with the turkey, and I have to, yeah, very good, okay. It's a habit, it's a good one. But also I have to think about how to thank God. The first prayer in all the prayers in the church start by the thanksgiving. Why? I thank him about everything. I am alive, still alive. He gave me a chance to repent. He gave me everything around me. That's why I have to thank him. I have to tell him only thank you. You can imagine how God surrounded me by his hand. He put his hands around me. He tried to save me. Then I have to thank him every day. Every day and every second, maybe. If I can to thank him every second, I will. Then let's try by today and tomorrow. If we think about the Thanksgiving Day, then we have only to go after the Mass, and also tomorrow morning, and also today night before going to sleep, to thank God about concerning everything. What he is doing with us is a lot, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sophia Theoproskomen, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hen omes mi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Zavantokrator, who did in heaven and earth and all saints seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, true God, begotten, not created, not
manifested of the Father, by whom all things were made,
who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was commanded the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us and Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and third day he rose from the dead, according to Scriptures. Ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall come, and he has to believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified.
He spoke by the prophets.
And in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess and baptize the forgiveness of sins.
We are pardoned.